Matthew chapter 28, and would you follow along as I read verses 18 through 20 for us? And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." The Great Commission, which we have just read, is Christ's final command to all true Christians before he ascended up into heaven. I find that often the one part of the Great Commission which more people ask about is the part about baptism. In a few minutes, we'll be obeying this part of the Great Commission in reference to Emmanuel Coaci. If we are to obey this part of the Great Commission, then we need to understand what it is. So with that in mind, let's see what the scriptures teach about baptism. Baptism itself does not help save you, and it is not a requirement for salvation. The repentant thief on the cross was saved without being baptized, as you can see from reading Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. And I invite you to read that sometime today. We're not going to take the time because we're going to just make this brief. But you understand that very clearly there was someone there in Scripture who was declared to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The requirement was that repentance that was evident on that thief on that cross, who acknowledged that Jesus was indeed the Christ who had come. So the Apostle Paul, perhaps the greatest missionary of all time, thanked God he had not baptized very many of the Corinthian believers. And that sounds very strange to our ears because, as we just read in Matthew chapter 28, we are to baptize every believer. However, there was a reason why he said that. And so I'm going to ask you to turn with me in your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 14 through 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. Where we read this: "I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one would say you were baptized in my name. Now, I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void." So you can see there from the testimony of the Apostle Paul himself that baptism is not necessary for salvation. So Paul would, in effect, if he had said that, Paul would, in effect, have been saying that he was glad he had not enabled very many to be saved if baptism were necessary for salvation. Obviously, that would be totally unthinkable. And the reason we're saying this is because over time, there has been some error promoted by some churches that somehow baptism is a part of salvation, that you can't be saved unless you are baptized. That's wrong. So why do we baptize? Why then do we baptize? The mistaken idea that baptism helps save a person's soul has produced some unbiblical practices, including baptizing dead people, as some religious organizations do. Baptism is actually mentioned relatively few times in connection with salvation because baptism is separate from salvation. As you can see from reading John 3:16, which I hope you've memorized, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him," that means places your trust in him, "should not perish but have eternal life." There's no mention there of baptism. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Again, no mention of baptism. In fact, in chapter 10, verse 13, for whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So you can see with these different passages, baptism is not a part of salvation. It is not necessary for salvation. However, it is separate from salvation, but necessary. The reason many Christians in the early church connected salvation so closely with baptism is because baptism is a command that is to be obeyed as soon as possible after salvation. Anyone who was not willing to obey the Lord's command to be baptized was not considered to be truly saved by either true Christians nor by their enemies, because by being baptized, they were publicly declaring, number one, their trust in Christ for salvation. Number two, their unswerving obedience and loyalty to Him as their Savior from sin and hell. And thirdly, their commitment to living a new life in Christ. So therefore, it is a command to be obeyed as soon as possible after salvation. The clear conclusion from the whole context of Scripture is that baptism is neither a help to nor a requirement for salvation, but it is a command that is to be obeyed as soon as possible after salvation. Now, if you think you understand that, you want to raise your hand? Yeah, I think I understand that, Pastor. Okay, good, great. So baptism is an act of obedience after salvation. Christ commanded that all believers be baptized, as we just read at the beginning of this message in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, which is sometimes called the Great Commission. Christ's apostles commanded it in obedience to Christ. For example, in Peter, in Acts chapter 10, verse 48, said this, and he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So the apostles ordered that it be done because Christ had commanded it. Christians were consistently baptized as soon as possible after they believed. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, we read, so then those who had received his word, that is the gospel, were baptized. And that day there were added about 3,000 souls. I can imagine what a great baptismal service that was. 3,000 individuals being baptized after they had trusted Christ as Savior. Then in Acts chapter 8, verse 12, we read, but when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God, remember Philip had gone to Samaria and had been preaching there, and many believed in Christ. And so therefore, this verse is recounting that. But when they believed Philip preaching the good news about the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. So you can see that Christians were consistently baptized as soon as possible after they believed. Baptism is a public declaration of salvation and identification with Christ. Would you turn with me in your Bible to Romans chapter 6? Romans chapter 6. I want you to see it with your eyes as I read it aloud. Romans chapter 6, verse 3, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Notice the word likeness there. Baptism is to be a picture showing our death and burial and then resurrection, just as our Lord Jesus was crucified and buried and rose again the third day. And we are identified with our Lord Jesus, especially in a very visible way through this baptism. Baptism by immersion declares your identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Baptism pictures the death of your old self and your new life in Christ. I love that picture because whatever you did, whatever you were before you were saved, in according to God's word, you died to that self. You died to that old self. And when you trusted Christ as Savior, you were raised to a new life in Christ. You have a new self that is dwelling in you now. Baptism is a public testimony of your repentance and faith and your commitment to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who are baptized are saying, yes, I truly did. There was a certain time and place where I repented of my sin. I realized I was a sinner and I obeyed the scripture and I asked the Lord Jesus to save me. And so therefore, I want everyone to know that I have trusted Christ as Savior. I belong to him. I've been born into his family by faith in Christ. And so baptism is a public testimony of your repentance and faith and your commitment to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. My question to you is this: have you repented of your sins and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from sin and hell? If you have, then have you obeyed his command to be baptized? If not, will you commit yourself to obey Christ's command to be baptized, just as our brother Emmanuel Coachi has?